This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean, and we are catapulting through our hump day show.
I wish we could do it every day, Robbie. No, you don't like it at all. Nah,
very tired.
It's a no from Robbie.
I'm very busy. Once a week, it makes me look forward to you, Ed. Then I've got time to miss you.
He doesn't want to see me any other time.
It's time for one of my favourite segments in the show, Dean.
That's right. It's time for the Mad Wednesday Live Lounge.
That good.
Yeah. Each and every week, we grab a celebrity and get them in to come in and have a bit of a natter and a bit of a sing-song. And today we're doing things a little differently, but that's all right. We don't mind it. It's a whole lot of fun because we have here in the studio the gorgeous, the fabulous Jude Pearl.
Trumpets and everything. This is great. So good.
We like a bit of fanfare here on a Mad Wednesday.
Who doesn't?
I know, right? Makes it exciting. Now, you have catapulted in the last few years, just in performance style, cabaret style, comedy style. You are a mixed bag entertainer who manages to just pound out these amazing shows.
Aww.
But what I love is because of what you do, you know, you've had to do for a living and you find a way to make that creative stream entertain us all.
Oh, wow.
Which is a whole lot of fun.
Thank you.
And one of the reasons we've gotten you on is because in the next couple of weeks you're going to be a part of the Gasworks Cabaret project that's going on down at the Gasworks Art Park.
Correct.
Which is a whole lot of fun. Now, you've got this show, which is a little bit of a multimedia extravaganza.
That is the best way to describe it.
With the
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about it.
So, I did my second solo show, which I did a couple of years ago. I have been, for the last sort of year or two, been turning that into a feature-length film because apparently it's not that hard to make a film. It's super easy. You just, I'm joking, it's very hard.
Grab your iPhone.
Yeah, it's like, what's the big deal? So I've been with a sort of a small but very dedicated group of people. We've been shooting a lot of stuff and coming up at Gasworks in 2 weeks, I'll be like it's like a revamped version of the show that I did a couple of years ago, but incorporating footage that we've shot. So
you made a show that you're making into a film and then you're making another show showing parts of the film made of a show.
It's like Inception or something.
And at some point, Jude Pearl's The Matrix will occur.
Everything will crumble.
Everything will just, like, Neo will turn up and it'll just be a whole new way of doing things.
It
must be kind of fun and crazy to create something that kind of introspects into itself and then extroverts itself, spews it out in this crazy kind of way.
That's such a good way of describing. Yeah, it's like just also that it's, you know, before I even performed the show for the first time, I had been like working on this story. It's basically the story of like a jingle writer that wants to be like a serious artist and is struggling because they're very good at writing jingles, but not so good at writing cool, edgy pop songs. So it's maybe some of that is based on my own life. I'm not saying that it is or it isn't, but it's just a story that has developed so much and in so many different ways over the past couple of years. So it's really cool to kind of do something like this where I've never done a show where I've incorporated, you know, footage like a
weave it in.
Yeah, yeah. It's all very exciting and new and exciting.
Do you know what I'm laughing about? This is literally the quietest Robbie has ever been in the studio. I feel like he's a little bit starstruck.
Look, I saw you in a show a few years ago. I think it was, I often get these things wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was
often get these things wrong.
No, I often do. Well, I'm pretty sure it was in one of Dollar Diamond show.
Oh, yeah.
A few years back.
Dean was in that as well. Yeah. There was like Christmas in July.
I forgot
about Dean. It was unforgettable. You were fantastic.
Oh,
you were hilarious.
Thank you.
I was, had a very good laugh at you. And I, every time I see your name pop up since, I'm always like, yes.
Aww.
So, yeah,
aww.
When he saw you as one of the guests, and today I got a text with, are you sure Jude's coming in? It's not pre-recorded. No, Are you sure?
Is she going to be live?
No. So he's a little bit excited.
No, big fan.
And not only am I here, but I feel like since I'm not, you know, going to be performing live, I should probably sing Happy Birthday.
I think we need to have that.
Happy birthday to you. I won't do. Should I do the whole thing? I don't know. I didn't commit to the. I don't know what's happening.
To the opening notes.
No. I've taken that. I'm gonna take that little audio grab and play it every year on my birthday.
I'd say we just make a little, like, I'll just, every single time there's someone's birthday, we'll just put it in the music going. Playing underneath this.
Happy birthday with the longest intro I've ever heard.
And then me not even finishing the first line and being like, do you want me to sing the rest of it? I don't know. The best bit's over now.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, on that note, why don't we dive into our little live lounge snippet? So we're going to be playing a little bit of you performing live.
Yes.
At the Butterfly Club, I think last year.
Oh, this was, it must be 2016. Yeah, like about 2.5 years. So this is from the show that I'll be doing at Gasworks. So this is kind of this is from the show in its original format. And people don't need to know that. You can just play this. I don't know why I'm saying anything.
This is Power Ballad by Jude Pearl.
Well, there's no reason that I can't write a heartbreaking power ballad. I mean, I have had my heart broken. What does it mean to be in love? I look in your eyes, but your eyes are closed. I ask you to open them, but you're asleep. How can you love me when you're asleep? Because our love is like a giraffe that couldn't reach the leaves. It's like an oasis without any palm trees. Our love is like watermelon with too many seeds. We should have got seedless watermelon. Sister Act 2. It's such a good movie. We should watch it again. My only problem with that film is I feel like there's a couple of tiny little plot holes. Like how come Lauryn Hill knows the dance at the end, even though she dropped out of the choir at the last minute? Because our love is like an atlas from 1958. It's like wearing pants and then I'm made of heartbreak. Our love is like a painting that you just can't hang straight. No matter how hard you try, you just can't make him straight. Hang it straight. And this bed feels so much bigger now. Probably because I bought a bigger bed. The old bed was doing a number on my back and it was falling apart. And just like my heart. Our love is like a corset bursting at the seams. It's like a cannelloni filled with empty dreams. Our love is like the silhouette of a broken soda stream. Oh, I didn't even want to get a soda stream anyway. Said, our love is like a meerkat trapped in a pillowcase. It's like a daffodil made of toxic waste. Our love is like toilet paper. Get them in the first place.
Oh, look, you BYO your own applause.
But it's good to have the fanfare in there.
Oh, yeah. It makes absolutely all the difference. Now, That's one of the numbers that you're going to be performing at in your show at the Gaswork Cabaret Project.
Correct, yes.
I keep meaning to say festival because I think I've just used... I hear cabaret and it flows back in.
It's the natural progression of words. Of
it. Now, that's happening in the next week or so.
It sure is. Wednesday the 27th and Wednesday the 28th of February.
Yeah, oh, wait, Wednesday and Thursday the 28th.
Yes, correct. That would make a lot more sense, wouldn't it?
Before on the show, I got the month wrong. Like, I said August, not February. So we're just it's old age now that Robbie's a year older. That's what we're putting that down to. Yeah.
That's cool. Wednesdays are good.
Yeah, there we go. So you can jump on to the Gasworks website. Jump on there and grab yourself the tickets. There's a whole lot of other artists performing as well. But just see Jude. Make sure you see Jude first. Get your tickets for Jude. That's just a snippet of the joyful magic that you're going to see, as well as just video and everything. So it's a pastiche, huge, extreme production.
Extravaganza. Correct. And with the footage as well, this is all unreleased. So this is the only chance to see the footage is coming to this show because it's a work in progress.
This is like cutting room floor stuff as well? Or
some of it. Maybe.
So you have to. You have to see this show or else you may never see parts of it again.
That would just be terrible.
Exactly. So jump on the Gasworks website right now. Grab yourself your tickets to go and see Jude perform. You're also performing at the opening gala as well, I believe.
Correct. Which is next Tuesday.
Yes. Opening gala is next Tuesday, the 19th of February at 7 p.m. So I knew that one.
On it. I'm all over it.
All over it. Oh, Jude, thank you so much for coming and joining us. We're going to have to get you to come back in the lead up to the comedy festival.
Correct. That sounds awesome.
You know, why wouldn't we? Thanks for coming and joining us. You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. We're just... Girl fanning.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.